7:38, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Looks like most of that rain has passed us by, and the one that was over Mobile has moved off and is moving east by southeast into the Gulf. Taking a look at my News Radio ThreatNet radar. So that's good news for us. I will take it. Chip Simmons is the Escambia County Sheriff. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. One of the things I wanted to ask you about this before we get to kind of a local crime to the extent that it may have happened. Last week, the governor came to town and talked about deploying our law enforcement deputies to the border to help out with Texas and Arizona in mutual aid. Question I didn't get a chance to ask exactly, and I kind of wanted to ask you, and I asked this yesterday of Shane Tucker from Santa Rosa, but I'm asking you as well. It's my understanding that we're kind of short-staffed on deputies all the time. How are we able to deploy in a short-staffed situation to the border? Who's going to pay for it? And do we even know, like, how many at this point are going?
Well, those are good questions. Last week, the governor's office called me and said that the governor wanted to do a press conference at the sheriff's office, asked if I was okay with that. Obviously, Governor DeSantis has been very supportive of law and order, very supportive of law enforcement. I told him that obviously the governor could come to the sheriff's office and we could accommodate that. What he wanted to talk about was, as you mentioned, deploying state and local law enforcement to assist over in Texas. We have seen right here the devastating effects of fentanyl. And as I said in the press conference, not a day goes by that we don't have to deal with an overdose on that crap.
Yeah.
And you would have to be a complete denial to not think that there is human trafficking going on at the border. But with this in mind, as the governor's office requested and wanted to know if we'd be willing to send our resources over to Texas, my response to them was that I would rather support them, but I'd rather do it here locally. As if they were to send state resources, troopers, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, over to Texas, then we would do our best to backfill here locally. As we discussed just last week, I'm asking for additional deputies right here in Escambia County. So we have, our challenges here in Escambia County. So my preference would be, and I voiced this to the governor's office, and I'm not alone. Other sheriff's agencies have had the same sentiment, that I'd much prefer, and my intention is to keep our deputies local, and my support for the entire program rests in what is best for Escambia County.
Okay, and so at this point, what I hear you saying is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I hear you saying you best prefer state resources go there, and to the degree that creates gaps here locally, let your guys and gals step in and help in those gaps here locally instead of sending sworn deputies from Escambia Sheriff's Office over to the border. But at the same time, philosophically, you support it, fighting the battle there rather than fighting the battle here. Do we know anything about if any of your folks will go and where the funding will come from for any of this?
No. In fact, I'm not even sure of the mechanism. My understanding is it would be something similar to what is done during a hurricane.
Okay.
We have deployed our resources to Katrina, to New Orleans for Katrina and other hurricanes, and they have done the same for us. So I would be more inclined to do that, for a hurricane-type situation. But as you know, we have needs here locally, and we're staring down a hurricane season, ourselves. So,
right.
And let me be clear, Andrew, we have not had a request. There's not been a specific request for Escambia County deputies to go over to Texas.
Okay, and that's
again, I don't know if that's because go ahead.
No, and that's what I was going to say. That's what I thought. I thought it was more of a statement of intent rather than a specific request. But that's useful to know that hasn't actually come down. Sheriff, you mentioned a moment ago the storm, and obviously we had a storm over the weekend. How did your deputies handle that? Anything from a law enforcement perspective that was relevant from the storm?
Well, no, we like everyone else, experienced a lot of rain, but we did not have any requests for assistance and someone that needed saving. As you recall, during Hurricane Sally, we made, I think with our high water rescue teams and our regular enforcement teams, we had up to 300 people that needed assistance or calls for service for, flood victims. But we all don't know that we had a single one over the course of this specific event. We experienced some flooding and there were some roads washed out, but that was a good thing.
And I'm as opposed to it being obviously what it could have been. And I'm assuming that there were a lot of sort of lessons learned during the Sally that you got a chance to at least practice this time around. Is that fair?
Well, we always learn from what we experience, and as we did learn from Sally, there are some things that we learned we can do better in the future, but we were prepared. Just to give you an example, we have two high water rescue vehicles. Actually, one is in the shop right now, but we have two resources for high water rescues. But we felt like we needed more inner tubes and safety life preservers on those rescue vehicles, and we also felt like we could actually make use of a small flat bottom type boat for rescues as well. So because we had that resource already, we have made that ready so that we are prepared in case there's such a need.
Very good. I said a moment ago I would ask you about local crime. I always do. Anything in the last day or two that we don't already know about?
No, I'm looking over the reports over the last couple of days, and it's been, I hate to say this, been slow, but there's nothing really of significance to report.
Well, I will tell you, I saw yesterday when I was driving on Pace by the mini storage up north of the railroad tracks, I happened to drive past about six cruisers and about, it looked like maybe 10 or 12 personnel, and I called in just to find out, hey, what's going on? And the answer I got was, it's been that slow. They had something. So they showed up, and I thought, hey, that's good. It's not always that we get to say that. So let's take that for the win that it is. You're in the process of implementing body cameras. How's it going so far? Where are we at?
Yeah, the men and women at the Sheriff's Office have done a great job. Our IT and our patrol division have been working really hard. We're up to about 50 body cameras now. We put about one shift online every week, and obviously we have a rather large agency, so it's going to take us well into the summer. But we do hope to be completely fitted with the body cameras by October. So we're at about 50 now, and we add more online every week.
Outstanding. Very good. Well, we're getting there. And have you had any, has it made a difference yet in any cases? Or, I mean, have you seen a difference maker kind of moment with any of the cameras so far?
I think so. I think that there's been a couple, I know so, there have been a couple of instances where individuals have called with a concern on a specific call, and our patrol command has looked up the body cameras and taken a look at that, and really it helps them to clarify what took place and the intent of the deputy. And a lot of times when people call, it's not necessarily a complaint, it's a question. How come they said this? How come the deputy did this? And it helps us to review the case and to provide a better answer for the citizen that had the question.
Outstanding. Well, that's good news all around. Hey, one of the things, I don't know the answer to this. I love asking you questions I don't know the answers to. Mounted sheriff's deputies. You used to be the chief in the Pensacola Police Department. The city does not have mounted. You do. Are the mounted cops, is that purely ceremonial, like for parades and outreach, or is there actually a function that the mounted police or the mounted sheriffs do?
Well, I mean, obviously, I would consider the parades to be a legitimate function. But I to your question, all of the mounted unit are volunteers.
Okay.
They provide their own horses. They take care of them themselves, and they bring them. And I will tell you what, I'm not sure if there is a more busy unit than the mounted unit. Almost every time we have an event, one or two or all of them are there to volunteer, and kids just love them. Family love them, and you don't have a parade without a mounted unit.
They are a pretty good thing. And as you say, I see them everywhere, so I know they're very, very busy. The flip side of that question is, I know that the Pensacola Police Department has bike cops that they've implemented in the last few years, and I just don't know the answer. Are there bike cops at the Sheriff's Department?
There are. We have a number of bike units. They have to go through a training. Everyone that rides a police bicycle has to go through a 30, 40-hour training, and they have to be certified. And then we provide them with a bike. Most of the bike patrol time is funded through a grant, Justice Administration grant, and so we just do that with overtime, and we supplement our patrol units with the bicycle units. Typically speaking, it is in smaller neighborhoods or areas where obviously the we don't need the use of a cruiser car. In the city of Pensacola, I know when I was police chief, we would have them work a lot of downtown areas because sometimes it's quicker to get to one block to the next block on a bicycle than it would be even in a car.
Right.
We don't have a downtown area, in the county. But we do use the bicycles on, typically on different neighborhoods, sometimes the beach as well.
All right, very good. Last thing, you're going to give up donuts tomorrow and get some food donations for Manna, right? It's the annual donut strike.
Yeah, a couple of years ago we started this thing with Manna. It's really been well received, especially this year because with COVID, well, this year and last year with COVID, the Manna had a big program where they worked with the Postal Service, but that has been canceled again, and so they really are in dire need of some food so that we can support those that are in need, and we want to step up. So we're partnering with the Pensacola Police Department, County Fire, City Fire, and again, we're doing it for a couple of days through Friday. And we ask that people would go on our website, go on Manna's website or Pensacola Police Department's website, find out where your deputies will be, find out where your police officers will be. And when you're shopping, pick up an extra can or two and put it in the shopping cart because all of the food that we get donated stays local.
Absolutely. Manna does such a good job, and I love that you guys partner with them every year to do this when it's possible. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, Sheriff, it is always a joy to have you on the show. Always appreciate the information, the work you're doing to keep our folks safe. Thanks for the job. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.